She saw the girl half a mile ahead, sitting under a camel-thorn tree on one of the fallen dead branches, with Trueheart tethered beside her. Louisa scrambled to her feet when she saw Sarah riding towards her. On the vast plain she was a tiny, forlorn figure. Sarah rode up to her and reined in Sugarbush.
"You are Louisa, Louisa Leuven?"
"Yes, Mistress Courtney."
Louisa took off her hat, and her hair tumbled down. Sarah blinked at its golden profusion. Louisa bobbed a small curtsy and waited respectfully for her to speak again.
"How do you know who I am?" Sarah asked.
"He looks just like you, Mistress," Louisa explained, "and he told me all about you and his father." Her voice was low but sweet, and trembled on the verge of tears.
Sarah was taken aback. This was not at all what she had expected. But what had she expected of an escaped convict? Hard-boiled defiance? World-weariness? Corruption and depravity? She looked into those blue eyes and could find no vice in them.
"You're very young, Louisa."
"Yes, mistress."
Her voice broke.
"I am so sorry. I didn't mean to get Jim into trouble. I didn't mean to take him away from you."
She was weeping slow, silent tears, which sparkled like jewels in the sunlight.
"We haven't done anything bad together, I promise you."
Sarah stepped down from Sugarbush's back and went to her. She placed one arm round her shoulders, and Louisa clung to her. Sarah knew that what she was doing was dangerous, but her maternal instincts were strong, and the girl was so young. The aura of innocence that surrounded her was almost palpable. Sarah found herself drawn irresistibly to her. "Come, child." Gently, Sarah led her into the shade, and they sat side by side on the dead branch. They talked while the sun climbed to its zenith, then began its slow slide down the sky. At first, Sarah's questions were probing, and she fought her inclination to let down all her defences and allow the stranger into her inner keep, into the place of trust. From bitter experience she knew that the devil often conceals his true nature behind a beautiful exterior. Louisa's replies were open, unstinted, almost disconcertingly honest. She never avoided Sarah's searching gaze. She seemed pathetically eager to please, and Sarah felt her reservations crumbling. At last she took the girl's hand.
"Why do you tell me all this, Louisa?" she asked.
"Because Jim risked his life to save me, and you are Jim's mother. I owe you that at least."
Sarah felt her own tears rising to the surface. She was silent while she brought herself under control. At last Louisa broke the quiet.
"I know what you are thinking, Mistress Courtney. You are wondering why I was on a convict ship. You wish to know what crime I am guilty of."
Sarah could not trust her voice to deny it.
Of course she wanted to know the answer. Her only son was in love with this girl, and she had to know.
"I will tell you," Louisa said. "I have told no one except Jim. But now I will tell you."
And she did. When she had finished, Sarah was weeping with her.
"It is late."
She glanced at the height of the sun and stood up.
"Come, Louisa. We will go home now."